from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Human error is to blame for most of the hundreds of wildfires New Jersey has had to battle during this dry spell. Governor Phil Murphy says residents cannot take any risks.
So please leave those outdoor fire pits and grills untouched for the time being.
You're even being warned to watch where you park. Hot exhaust systems can ignite dry vegetation. The Toms River City Council has approved a $306,000 contract to make repairs to the city's municipal garage. The contract is a scaled-down version of an earlier contract Mayor Daniel Roderick had criticized for spending too much on paint. The repairs will not address damage to the garage caused when a vehicle hit fencing on the top level this summer. Suicide rates in the military are still on the rise.
A new report found there was a slight uptick in military suicides in 2023 compared to 2022, which follows a decade-long trend of suicide rates increasing among service members. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the findings urgently demonstrate the need for the department to redouble its work in the complex fields of suicide prevention. I'm Mark Kneefield.
And a 47-year-old U.S. Postal Service postmaster has been accused of sexually assaulting a female postal worker while they both worked in Bergen County 2 years ago. Gabriel Ekram Pabaje Ali has been indicted on a federal civil rights violation for sexually assaulting a victim. According to the indictment, Ali allegedly groped the victim over her clothing, pulling her back into his office and also into a bathroom as she resisted at the post office in Teaneck. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And are we ever due for rain soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:03. Here's fast traffic.
Better now on eastbound 80 and Mount Olive, exit 25. The vehicle fire extinguished and cleared. The southbound truck lanes are closed on the turnpike. 27 north, the wreck just about wrapped up at Memorial Parkway in New Brunswick. But in East Brunswick, road work with at least one lane closed on 18 northbound Prospect Street up toward Edgeboro Road. 9 south in Old Bridge, it looks like we're done with the fluid spill at Schulmeister Road. So that right lane reopened. Parkway South has road work in the locals. Raritan tolls to 124 in Sayreville. And northbound 440, still busy with a couple of lanes closed, Woodbridge Avenue to New Brunswick Avenue in Edison. Jersey-bound Outerbridge Crossing has right lane work. We have a 30-mile-an-hour speed restriction. And as we go across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, GW Bridge, upper level, 3 lanes closed for construction. No major delays right now, but cars and buses still best head to the lower level. 495 West coming from the Lincoln Tunnel. You're jammed from the top of the Helix out to Kennedy Boulevard because of road work and leaving New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel. You'll be losing a lane shortly for construction work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 1118. Mitch Torres on New Jersey 101.5.
Talking all things Jersey. Taking your calls and sharing your thoughts. New Jersey 101.5, where the conversation never stops.
Gas goes... New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a clear to partly cloudy sky through the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be within a few degrees of 40. We'll have sunshine and some clouds around on Tuesday. Highs will be in the upper 50s to near 60. Increase in clouds Tuesday night. There could be a shower in a few spots. Low temperatures will be in the mid 40s. Then we'll have more in the way of clouds around on Wednesday. High temperatures will be around 60. We will see some rain arrive Wednesday night, and that will continue into Thursday morning. Certainly some much needed rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Andover, it's 48 degrees, Monroe, 44, and Seaside Heights, it's 53. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Judy Rewind, next.